Slow down there, old girl. Howdy. Biker Bob here with the Biker Bob Podcast. Today I want to talk about working on your own bike. Now, if you're your own wrencher and you do your own work, then let me give you some advice. When you do work on your bike, you better know what you're doing, okay? Because if you don't, then you better find yourself a good quality mechanic that does. And really, you can look around and find one in your price zone, but I'll tell you, you're going to pay the most to get the best. And you want the best working on your bike. Believe me, I know. I've had friends of mine work on my bike for me, what you call weekend grease monkeys. And I'll tell you, I've been found myself smack dab out in the middle of nowhere, in the rain. That really sucks. Now, you own bikes long enough, you'll probably learn to do a few minor detail things with your bike, like change your oil and the filter, maybe the plugs, maybe a minor brake job, you know, things like that. Me, I do a lot of the minor stuff on my bike. Like I said, change oil filters, sometimes the brakes. But anything I'm not really sure of, I'm going to take my bike to Snake. You can bet your ass on that. And you know, most of the time, old Snake will do anything that needs to be done to my bike for probably a case or a case or two of beer. Boy, you can't beat that price, huh? And he even lets me drink a few with him. Now, even my old lady Doris, she does her own maintenance on her bike. I never do anything. She changes her oil, filter, you know, anything that needs to be done, she does it. My man, she's amazing when it comes to bikes. I love Doris. I mean, she'll even come in once in a while and ask me, does your bike need anything done to it? You know, and if it's something minor, I'll say, sure, Doris, if you want to. You know, and she's good that way, man. That's the kind of old lady you want to have right there. That's why we've been together so long. Now, I'm going to give you a few tips on how to winterize your bike. Tip number one, you probably need to gather up the tools necessary for winterizing your bike. Now, you'll need cloth, rags, spark plug wrench, trickle battery charger, 4 or 5 quarts of high-quality oil, a new oil filter, oil can or device to get the oil in the cylinders, chain lube, fuel stabilizer, a spray can of WD-40, a breathable motorcycle cover, kitchen plastic wrap, rubber bands, vinyl or plastic gloves, items to clean and wax your bike. Lastly, a nice location for your bike to spend the winter. A heated, secure garage would be ideal to avoid wind, dripping water, vermin, mildew, and chemical fumes. Tip number two. Now give your bike a thorough cleaning. A gentle wash, detergent, and water will be sufficient. Now by removing the road grime and insects, you protect the finish of your bike. But avoid spraying water directly into the opening of the muffler. If the baffles get wet and they're not dried before you put it away, internal rust could result. Now, likewise, avoid moisture in the air cleaner housing. If the housing becomes saturated, it could act as a choke, making your bike difficult to start. Dry completely with good chamois or any type of rags, and clean and polish all the aluminum and stainless surfaces with appropriate metal polish. Finally, finish up with a coat of good wax polish on all painted and chrome surfaces. Clean the chain, if you got one. Spray off all built-up residues with WD-40. Lube the chain. Now, tip number three. Add a fuel stabilizer to your gas tank. Now, fill your tank with gas as full as you can get it. Now, this is important. As fuel ages, more volatile components tend to change, leaving sludge and gummy substances, and that can affect the carburetor. Now run the bike so the gas and fuel stabilizer get to the carburetor and the fuel injectors. Then turn off the fuel and run it dry. Tip number 4. Now, if you have a carburetor, drain your float bowls. Shut off the gas petcock and drain the gas from the carburetor bowls. Consult your manual for location of drain screws. Of course, if you have a fuel-injected bike, there isn't anything to drain. Tip number 5. Once the engine's warm, you can change the oil and the filter. Oil chemistry changes over periods of extended storage, and old oil can develop an acidic qualities, which can corrode engine parts. Very important. Now, tip number 6. Using an oil squirting device, put oil over the stationary tubes on the front forks. Get on the bike, hold the front brake, and bounce the bike up and down to work the front suspension. Now this will keep the rubber seals from drying out and protect the exposed fork tubes. Now, tip number 7. Remove spark plug wires and carefully with a spark plug wrench, remove the plugs. Now with your oil squirting device, get some motor oil in the cylinders. Approximately 1 teaspoon of oil will work real well. Now tuck the plug wires away somewhere safe so they don't arc. Then spin the motor with the starter for a few revolutions to get the oil spread around. Remember to keep your face away from the spark plug holes. Oil will squirt out, clean and gap the plugs, and put them back in. Replace your plug wires. Tip number 8. You may want to remove the battery. Some batteries may require charging every 4 weeks with a battery tender type of charger. Built-up sulfates on the plates can ruin a battery during cold storage. Inactivity. A thin coat of Vaseline to the terminals on the battery can prevent corrosion. Now this small step will mean an easier spring startup and no extra cost of battery replacement. Tip number 9. Now if your bike has a liquid cooling system, check its level of antifreeze with a hygrometer. That's hygrometer. Drain, flush, and replace antifreeze if necessary. I suggest this replacement be done every 2 years. Don't leave the antifreeze level low or empty. This could lead to rust or corrosion of the cooling system. Now check all other fluid levels at this time. Tip number 10. Lube your cables. Now lube suspension and pivot points. Lube the drive shaft, if you got one. Check the air cleaner and the fuel filter. Look at brake pads and give your bike a good once-over. Tip number 11. Clean and treat all leather with a high-quality dressing. Tip number 12. Now, if your storage location is bare concrete, I suggest using a piece of plywood or an old thick carpet. Now, this will insulate the bike from becoming damp. I also suggest storing your bike with all the weight removed from the wheels. A bike stand or something blocking if a wheel's lifted. A bike stand or something blocking works if you have a wheeled lift. Now a center stand and some blocking will work too. Now don't store your bike near any ozone emitting devices such as motors, freezers, furnaces, or electric heaters. The gases created by all of these will deteriorate rubber parts. Now, tip number 13. With a clean cloth, wipe good quality light machine oil all over the metal surfaces except for the disc brakes. Now spray a little bit of WD-40 in the tailpipe. Cover your tailpipe opening with air intake with plastic wrap and a rubber band. You can also cover drain hoses as well. This will prevent any pests from making a cozy with her home and your bike. And tip number 14. Don't run the engine for short periods of time over the storage period. This can lead to condensation due to engine and combustion byproducts in the oil. Well, those are just a few tips on how to winterize your bike by Biker Bob. Well, I hope this podcast has helped you if you're a biker all ready to put your bike away for the winter. I know when that time comes for me, a tear fills my eye to say goodbye to my old pal. But I always look forward to the coming spring when I can get her out and we can live to ride, ride to live one more time. Hey, I want to thank you for joining me, Biker Bob, on the Biker Bob Podcast. Like I said, live to ride, ride to live. Hell yeah. I'm out of here.